All right, it is Wednesday. It is, I have no idea what the
date
is.
June 14th.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It is brought to you by Mott & Bow. Rundown 2017, that's the promo code. I don't know why it says promo URL. I believe that's the promo code, Rundown 2017. 20% off your first order, must spell website twice. MOTTANDBOW.com. MOTTANDBOW.com. That's actually the URL. For whoever wrote that, the MottBow.com, that's URL. The promo code is Rundown 2017. Normally jeans this good, sell for $200. You can get them for around 100, so it's a good deal. If you understand what we're saying, they usually cost 200. Now you get them for 100. MottBow.com, Rundown 2017, 20% off your first order. Stuffed up.
You're back. Can we get like a quick take on LeBron?
Yeah, I mean, I put it in my when I did the press conference, which I said this is what people don't get about the press conferences, that I tweeted out. So I was in a hotel with no DVR.
I knew you were.
So
we've been there before. Remember?
I videotaped the entire, I just stood there. Every time there was a question, I taped. And when the question was over, I'd stop it,
yes,
and I'd start it again.
That's
and my arms
school.
Are like burning doing the whole thing. So my reactions when I'm talking over, that's real time because I wasn't like watching and going back. Those are the initial honest reactions as I was listening to it. So there was no, usually if I'm doing press conferences, I watch it and go back, but I've already heard everything. This was, I mean, the super team thing was so LeBron that it's just, it's surreal almost to, it's like when, I don't know.
You've been a part of two super teams, the one you have here, the one you had in Miami. Looking at what the Cavaliers, rather the Golden State Warriors have done, are you still a fan of the concept? Do you think it's a good thing for the NBA?
Great question.
These teams, how they brought in
you
Kevin,
started, LeBron, look what you did. It's like that old weed commercial. I learned it from you, buddy.
No, not really. I don't believe I've played for a super team.
What are you talking about?
I believe in that.
You started it. It's you.
A super team here.
Dwayne Wade, Bosch, not one, not two, not three, not four, you fucker. You started it, you asshole. You don't believe you played for a super team. You built a super team. D. Wade, you don't win without D. Wade, you jerk. You didn't build a fucking super team, you cock.
I knew he was going to do something like an asshole comment, and that was an asshole comment, and so was the Brian Windhorst.
Yeah, you have a sense of history about this. You averaged a triple-double in the finals. Never been done before. You referenced maybe the best. Was this your best series you've ever played?
Suck his dick more, Windhorst.
I don't know. I mean, this is
LeBron told him to ask that.
My eighth trip to the finals, and
you lose them all,
some pretty good ones. You know, in my day, and like I said, I just try to do everything to try to help this team win. And
dude, you got smoked.
And for me to go out there and for the guys that allow me to be the leader that I am and allow me and trust me that I'm gonna make the
Did
right.
Did you win or lose?
I'm going to do the right things. I have the right intention.
What are we talking about? You just lost 4-1. You got your doors blown up.
10 guys that allowed me to do that and the coaching staff. And
why did you what? You got smoked.
I put in the work individually. I put in the work in the film room.
Who won this game? What's happening?
To prepare myself for whatever.
Are we going to carry this guy out?
Whatever obstacle to this ball club.
I don't care if he played good or didn't play good or faded or whatever. You just lost. Anybody else in the world who just lost would be like, it's about the team. We lost. Let's not suck my own dick for a half an hour about how great I am. So those two, you know what? If LeBron just shut up and didn't have his press conferences, he may get off scot-free. But the fact that he just takes his giant mangled foot, and that's not just me saying he has a mangled fucking foot this
guy. Bad toes.
Bad toes. Get the feet. He has mangled fucking feet. And he sticks them in his fucking fat mouth. And that's why I fucking hate his ass.
That's what I wanted.
All right.
The hotel, what you just described, that's old school blood.
Yeah.
Remember the night we did, I had to do Jake Arrieta, perfect game or no hitter in LA, and I was doing every out, and then right after we put on the Kanye 2020 shirts. It was like bang, bang. Remember that hotel room?
Kanye 2020
when he announced
shirts.
That he was running for president in 2020.
Yeah,
and we're like, we got to get these shirts
We got sued by Kanye, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was old school. The arms were burning. And everyone's like, that's the thing. Everyone's like, well, why didn't you? I don't know what people, they're like, how did we not have you on the rundown? And I said, because I was in fucking California doing meetings. But I still, that was a crowning moment to get those press conferences up. Mm-hmm. Arms burning. They should have blogger hotels where it's like, ooh, they have DVR.
DVR.
Yeah.
DVR, maybe the swivel thing that you can sit up in bed and type.
Yep. Because they always put the tables and the TV. It's like
a million outlets.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than going to a hotel and the outlet's not right next to the bed and you're like, I'm just fucked. Yeah. You have to have your phone right there.
So that was my take on that. He's just a cock. Taylor versus Katy Perry. So Taylor Swift versus Katy Perry. This is an interview. Nate blogged it and it's like Katy Perry almost in tears.
All I need to say to her is I love her and God bless her on her journey. And that's it.
So her releasing her back catalog of music on streaming services the same day your album, didn't bother you?
I don't know. I could only do me.
Credit to that headline because I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch it. She didn't come close to crying. Let's clarify that.
I had to watch it twice because I was like,
yeah, I literally watched it twice too. I'm like, what did I miss? It was just, that was misleading journalism on our part. That was super clickbaity. But I will admit, I did not know that Taylor Swift dropped like her entire back catalog just to fuck with Katy Perry when Katy Perry released a new album. That's some devious fucking catfight type shit. So that's a real fight. Like we talked last week about how there's no rapper fights anymore. This is real. Yeah. That's a real fucking move.
It sucks because I really want to be team Katy Perry. I think she's way more raw and real, and Taylor Swift sucks. And
really? Do you think Katy Perry's raw and real?
Way more so than Taylor Swift. I feel like Taylor Swift's always like...
That's raw.
This is a raw move.
This is like a savage move that I did not see coming. And it, like, I watched the video wanting to be like, I'm going to be team Katy Perry. I mean, she's getting fucking dominated by Taylor Swift, which is really tough. She's got the whole look going, which is like one of her worst she's ever had, in my opinion. So... I don't know, I thought it was not what I wanted when I watched the video.
Is that a sweat line on the top of your hat?
What?
Like your hat. See it?
Oh yeah.
That's
gross. It's hot.
It's like it's got character.
That's real gross.
What? When you wear a hat,
that's gross. It's gross. You have a is that permanent?
Is it wet?
I'm sure you could like wash it.
It's not wet. So you weren't just sweating.
We'd probably wear it golfing and you like sweat.
Mix this in like a fashion hat with like, no, you shouldn't be wearing, you have a blatant gross sweat line on your hat.
I think some of my hats have that.
Thank you. That's that's like a salt of the earth move, I feel like. Maybe you don't get it.
Salt, pun intended, no pay, is gross. Anyways.
Who's Katy Perry, who's Taylor Swift's other, she has like a couple enemies, right? Is it Nicki Minaj and Katy Perry and all
I didn't know Minaj.
Does she have like a bunch? I thought
this is all for John Mayer, by the way.
I have no idea.
I think it is.
Either way, the answer for Katy Perry and whoever else is like in a feud with Taylor Swift is you need to get Taylor Swift a husband and her knocked up. Because this is like classic, I'm going to keep Taylor Swift, I'm single and I'm pissed off and all this shit. She writes a million different songs about it. You need to get her to have a kid to like get her out of here.
I agree with that. I think her dry her girls... freaking out when she did her whole back album.
Oh, no, it was a fucked up, savage move. Yeah.
To do that just to be like, fuck you. Because you only have that bullet once.
Right.
Like, and she used it and she hit her square in the forehead and murdered her. Like, Katy Perry's essentially dead. She wasn't crying. But you could tell she's like, yeah. And now I'm reading her album, Stinks. So she got, like, metaphorically, as hard as a girl can murder a girl, she got murdered.
What's up with her hair, too?
It was green, right?
Yeah, it was like yellow/green, really short.
Yeah, she didn't like ever.
I'm obsessed with this sweat line. It's disgusting. I'm sorry, Riggs.
Don't apologize.
I didn't bring you on here just to
you don't mean that. You don't mean that apology, by the way.
that was a very half-assed apology.
You're sorry because you know that's what human beings are supposed to say?
No, I felt bad because it's like you come on in. I didn't want to just be a punching bag, but with your fashion sense, which is horrible. But it's like your hat is, it's just. Also, someone tweeted me today, which is a great point. How is your last name not Bozo? I mean, your nickname. Because it seems like your last name is Bosnian?
It's Bozoian.
B-O-Z-O.
Yeah.
It seems like one of the most all-time.
Oh, it was Bozo for a long time.
And then how'd it go to Riggs?
Because I was like, I'm going to write under Riggs.
We got hoodwinked.
Oh, we're the only ones who call you Riggs?
No. Yeah.
We got unwinked. Yeah, yeah, I mean, hey, you know what, Riggs?
But
you know what, Bozo? I'm going to shake your hand because that's how you get out in front of it.
Bozo.
That's how you get out in front of it.
Bozo is the most natural.
Literally every one of my friends calls me Bozo. Every single one. Like, that's every single one.
That's a genius move. He got out in front of it. Way in front of it.
Kim Mark was like, what do you want to write under? I was like, oh, my middle name's Riggs. And he was like, yeah, sure, whatever. That was it.
And it's too late now. Like, I know Dave's head is spinning right now. He's like, can we make the switch to Bozo? I think it's too late, but Dave is,
the only
looks
thing
like
I will
Dave's
say
got
about
other
it
ideas.
You didn't like, why wouldn't you?
I mean, I don't think anyone wants to be called
Nobody
Bozo.
Nobody loves to be called just Bozo all the time. Like, and with my whole thing.
Dude, my nickname's Fatso now. Yeah.
Hey, Bozo.
Yeah.
I love
you
it.
You love it. Look at
because
you.
Because you'd have to wear like a clown nose.
As disingenuous as your apology was, this laugh is very
I
genuine.
Love it.
You love it.
Rick, scale Bozo 1 to 10, clown. How much do you regret coming on the rundown today? It's been, that's a Bozo and
no,
the
hey, Bozo.
You know what I regret, it's all started from Roan's stupid fucking Uber thing because I posted like my score and I had my last name. And people were like, how the fuck are you not called Bozo? And they were tagging Dave and I was like, oh shit.
And it's over. And then it's over.
Bozo.
I was like, point at my face.
That's how I do it every time. Yeah. Bozo.
Bozo.
Is there another topic?
Yeah, we got it.
Oh my God.
It's an unbelievable.
Real tough day.
It fits you perfect.
I mean,
yeah, it has for a long time.
Spin zone for you, Bozo. No one's yes, talking about your hat anymore.
It's an unbelievable. Hey, Bozo.
I'm literally Bozo to 95% of the people I've ever met.
Dave.
What an
Dave is. I love seeing Dave this happy. He's very happy right now.
It's so perfect. Bozo.
I've been avoiding that for over a year. Just like.
Dave, do it again.
Dan
avoided. Do it again, Dave.
Don't point. The point is unnecessary.
The point
is so good.
The point is so good. He does a pause, dude.
The point makes everything. The point is the best.
All right,
it's so genuine. That's what pisses me off.
It's such
he
a
likes
movie.
It.
It's
you
so
like
genuine.
It so much.
I do like
it's
it
like
a lot.
The best moment ever. I'm going to make you do it. You got to do at least one more time by the end of that.
When you first saw it, when you saw it
on my computer and I looked at like how a dog looks at something, yeah. When it's like I tilted my head, I'm like, what?
Like read the name?
No,
like,
I was like just like intrigued. I'm like, wait.
The garage door is going up and you're just
like,
what's that noise?
How the fuck is this happening? Name is Bozo? Like, it's so fucking perfect.
Bozo.
It is.
It's funny. What do you want me to say?
Bozo with the point.
Avocado, we got an avocado assault. So I don't know. These guys in a little bodega, I think it was New York this happened. They're mad about the prices of the avocado. I don't know if it's the avocados. They just started, but the avocados are up front and they just start fucking rifling the avocados like a closer at this guy's face. They actually broke his jaw, which is insane to break a guy's jaw with an avocado. By the way, duck. I don't know how many times you can let someone throw an avocado at you before you duck. Bozo, what do you got?
It's like tough to respond to the point. You can't point. Like that's
just the point is what it is. I can't point. Yeah. Dave can point.
The avocado. At some point, don't you punch somebody when you're that close to them? You're just throwing out avocados?
You maybe smuggle them, like you close, it's the thing, there's certain weapons where if you get close enough, you can smother it.
That's what I mean, yeah. Like usually you don't throw things at people from a foot away, so I felt like at some point it was going to escalate into like a bra or punching or tackling or something. They just kept throwing things from like a foot away, broke his jaw with an avocado, which is stunning. It was a weird video, thought it was
there's
very weird.
Like weird rules of avocado fights that we didn't know.
It felt like, people, yeah, they were in some, like, this wasn't right. Their first time.
It's like fencing. Like, why don't you just run at the guy?
Yeah, right.
Like, you can't do that with avocado fights.
I love avocado, by the way. It was a good caption on our Instagram, too, when it's like when the guac, they says twice. Guac is, like, so expensive.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
Yeah.
That
guac is
juice.
More expensive than oil.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, and they actually go, ooh, when you're like, oh, it's a double guac. Like, you sure?
Daddy
like,
Warbucks over here.
Can we run a credit check on you? Serious note here. This is supposed to be the first topic, but I did the card wrong. This congressional baseball game shooting. I think no one died except the shooter, correct?
Right.
I am not going to talk about that aspect. It's obviously fucked up. I am sort of interested in the fact that they're like practicing for a game, I guess it's Republicans versus Democrats, they actually play at the Braves Stadium. Mm-hmm. So they're like taking fungos and stuff out there. I guess they do it early in the morning to avoid people being like, shouldn't you guys be working rather than taking grounders?
Yeah, it was almost like we had like Smitty out yesterday because we got softball coming up. Yeah, like,
that is another bananas move. Like, did you know that? Softball that Smitty and Brett like went out and like practiced.
It's fucking
for
softball.
Like company softball? Yeah.
Little infield, outfield. The two of them. It was only the two of you guys, right? So four guys. What, Smitty's roommate, does he play? So Smitty's roommate is hitting ground balls and shagging flies with Hubs, an intern, and office manager Brett and Smitty. There has to be better things to do.
I'm just visualizing it. What's Smitty's roommate being like? Yeah, I'll come hit ground balls to you guys for an hour.
You live in New York, dude. Like,
there has
a lot
to be
do.
Better yeah. things to do.
Just sitting is better than that.
Shagging flies for a company softball game
right.
is a low point.
That we've already seen our basketball prowess.
Yes.
It's not like we're going to be, you know, the late 20s Yankees here.
No. And now that I'm even thinking about this, the more I'm thinking.
Are you going to play? You got to play.
I'll play. I don't know if I can play tomorrow night, but I will play. Did you guys hit?
No, we were just doing like ground balls.
That's just weird. Taking ground balls.
Are you like weird. Five?
We were planning on hitting, but there was like a million people in Central Park, so we couldn't.
And what, even if you were the planning on hitting, what do you have, a bucket of balls? You can go chase them all down?
I just had like 10 softballs.
The only thing I could see practicing is hitting because you haven't hit in like a couple years.
It would be that guy that strikes balls. Out.
Right. That was
the initial plan, was go hit some balls. There's no field, so we're like, all right, okay. We're here. All right, might as well hit runners, do infield, outfield.
What do you mean infield, outfield? So we had like with three people?
So we had three guys. One person would play first. Smitty would play short. I played third. Guys just hit balls. We throw over first for a couple minutes, and then we do like fly balls.
When did you do this?
Monday night.
We got to find more things to do for this crew. Like that honestly sounds like the least fun thing ever.
Well, I mean, it wasn't the most fun, but it wasn't bad.
At least have, like, we have a billion interns. At least have them come out and, like, pitch you, and you can just hit.
That's why Smitty's roommate came, because he was just going to pitch to us.
There he is. Smitty out of the bathroom. The recreational king who stinks at everything. All right. The Rundown is brought to you by Sprezzabox. Code Rundown. 25% off your first month's box. Sprezzabox simplifies the shopping experience. Subscriptions start at $25 a month and are guaranteed to have over $100 in retail. Boxes can contain 5 to 6 products like socks, ties, cufflinks, shave products, sunglasses, and more. Sprezzabox, again, code Rundown, 25% off your first month's box, Sprezzabox.
By the way, that congressional baseball game or softball game, why? I want that on TV.
I think they're very clearly saying baseball.
Okay, but I want that on TV because I would absolutely vote depending on how these guys play.
Weird to make it, if it is baseball. I mean, it didn't, everywhere I said it said baseball, and they're playing at the Braves Stadium, which is weird in itself.
Yeah, why not the Nats?
And why not softball?
A lot of questions.
Oh, maybe it is the Nats. Maybe I'm screwing that up.
I think it's Nats. But the one thing I would say is you're a politician. This is to like try to justify practicing. You're a politician. You can't go out and fuck up or have like a really embarrassing moment because then you're fucking everywhere and people grill you for it. So you kind of want to be like you're a little bit into it.
You know what it just makes me think of? Put this in here, Sean. The Chris Christie picture.
Oh, yeah, the
FUPA. FUPA's just
one of the all-time.
Like, FUPA's like an eighth wonder of the world.
Oh, one of the all-time. Actually, that was like directly related to when he went downhill. That when he like got killed it was. People with the traffic. But that was all downhill after that picture.
That's
came
what's
out.
At stake when you get into one of these congressional.
It's like president, FUPA. FUPA.
Then
people basically watch for like a really bad, embarrassing moment.
Right. So.
Sticking with baseball, Puig, Yasiel Puig, home run, flips the bird at Cleveland, gone viral. I mean, I like the move. A lot of people get freaked out. I understand there's kids, you don't want to be flipping the bird. But Puig, for the most part, went from being like the next Babe Ruth to kind of like a role player for the most part.
Yeah.
So he needs something like this. I feel like finally, I don't know the last time I saw a big Puig home run or big Puig anything. So. He's in the news.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I kind of like it. I like when baseball starts to get like this anger and like, you know, Bryce Harper and They need this. Because we got 3 months of baseball now. Let's
and nothing
get some
else.
Fights. Yeah,
and
let's
nothing
get...
else. By the way, baseball, no, I don't. I went on a after I won all my money at Belmont and quickly gave it back.
I saw you were tweeting about.
And like, Wade Davis, I don't think he's given up a run like
no,
all
he
year.
Hasn't. He's been awesome.
And the Reds guy hasn't given up a run like all year, and they both blew save. Well,
Wade Davis
didn't blow
a save. It was
a
defensive indifference
yes,
when that guy.
A base
that's
hit.
The worst when you have a total and they just let the guy go to second.
I think he threw 8 straight strikes. He struck out 2 guys in 6 pitches, and it was 0-2 on the next guy. Base hit, indifference,
that's
base
it.
Hit. So that hurt. Anything on Puig?
I like that he kind of thought, you can tell he kind of thought he was nice restraint.
I restrained him. Like, that's too many.
That was a pump fake.
You're
I
welcome.
Saw that. Thank you. I like that he kind of felt like he was going to like sneak one in because he kind of gave it like a real subtle in his mind after he came across the plate going back to the dugout. Not a chance. Obviously, he gets pegged for it. But I thought in his mind, he kind of pulled like, I'm going to sneak this one on and not get caught.
Which is crazy that anyone, any athlete
it's
in any
nuts.
Sport,
right.
There's a billion cameras. Like when these guys are punching each other in the dick.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of those guys who I don't think he thinks, but I could have, it would have been funny if he's like, oh, they saw that.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Shit, there's a camera out there?
Like, oh my God.
And by the way, you're like, he wasn't even close to the dugout.
it was
the camera they used for pitches.
Right. Last one, this story went viral. The sex in the plane. So it's a blonde chick, a dude, having sex in the plane. It turns out, at first I thought they were a couple, they were drunk. Turns out the guy has a pregnant wife at home. She's probably not going to be happy when the story goes viral. And then, of course, the X factor, it sounded like they were on their way to Ibiza. So, yeah, Ibiza starts early. A bunch of people standing, I don't know what was going on there. So what do we got on sex?
You're right, it's like getting drunk on the plane to Vegas.
Yes.
Starts a little early. Do we know what airline it was? Because this always matters.
No, it was a foreign.
Okay.
And also.
What was it, Francis? Okay, that doesn't
And also the dude, it was asking people for condoms. Just blatantly, like, anyone got condoms? Like.
See, that to me, he's basically, like, he's making it less awkward. You can't go around and be like, hey, can I have some sex? He's making it less awkward, being like, hey, I'm about to have some sex.
Right.
So here's this stupid question. Clearly, he doesn't need a condom. If you're a sex on an airplane guy, you're not a condom guy. I don't think those match.
I would say that's probably true. Especially, I would certainly say sex with a stranger on
right.
a plane.
Right.
Yeah, that was the crazy thing, was that he met the guy, and she's just like riding him on the plane within a couple minutes. I mean, this guy.
Ibiza, baby.
That's pretty fucking.
That is Ibiza.
That's impressive, though, on the plane.
Yeah.
She's just like riding the guy on the plane. I just met you 5 minutes ago. How are you? What are you in, 15A?
You have to have, I was saying that we on the plane ride, I've never texted, but on the plane to back from LA, so Eric and I had like, we had the aisle and the window seats. So the open, Brett booked it smart, so we would have each of us, the girl in the middle was a legitimate model, like a legitimate model, which, and then she asked, she's like, do you guys want to switch seats? So Eric and I could sit next to each other. I was like, no, but yes. So Eric and I could talk. But then the model went window and I was on aisle. And I almost used that texting device. You know how Virgin has, you can text
people. Yeah, you can text people.
Yeah.
So, which is just asking people to fuck
right,
on your plane.
Right. But CEO there probably wasn't the best scene. But still the whole time I was like, that's a one in a million. A
right.
one in a million where you see a girl like, that girl's super hot. What are the odds that I'm stuck next to her for 5 hours? I actually had that set up. Inadvertently went right by the board.
Kind of a baller move to like text her too while she's sitting right next to you.
That would directly next be like, oh hey, like
hey.
I see that so. You like just got a glass of wine and noticed. I couldn't help but notice but text it.
And then just be like, hey, I noticed you got a text over there.
Yeah. That's one of those moves I've actually never seen anyone do it on Virgin.
No. I mean it's literally there to tempt you and be like, hey, can I like I saw someone. That's why Virgin has no right whenever anyone has sex on that plane. They have no right. They have the fucking club lighting.
He doesn't seem like somebody who would complain about that. I think he wants that.
Yeah.
So that's almost like probably in the fine print of the contract. Anything else? Post show? Anything? Bozo?
I'll be damned if you take on my softball integrity and have Ellen DeGeneres over there.
He continually... I love how you always throw integrity at the end of sentences, like your softball integrity,
talking about softball.
My basketball integrity. Like, what integrity? What are you looking? What are you upset about?
I didn't hear the conversation. What's the problem? A couple of guys on a nice day go out and, you know, have a little catch? Yeah, infield, taking outfield. Rounders. Get the steps down. Know. Season's coming
play
up.
Play catch or half catch?
First of all, we're not going through that again. That was way down the rabbit hole of uselessness. It's yes, play catch, agreed, but agreed. Regardless.
So if we were in flag football, you're going to like run shadow routes and stuff? And like,
I mean, it depends what Caleb wants to do. It's all up to the quarterback. Got to be on the same page.
I wasn't questioning your softball integrity.
It sounded saying, like you were.
No, I said there it has to be like better things to do than
okay, we'll see the we'll see,
flies.
Oh, okay, like the WNBA under is about to hit and you don't fucking see that?
Anything.
No, nothing.
Anything.
And you'll see. You'll be scheduled at, you're slated in at first base tomorrow night if you want to show up here. And we'll see,
do
you know.
Do not challenge my integrity. I may be there. My softball integrity
that's
will
what it
not
is.
Be challenged.
You got to get the steps down. When was the last time you took, when was the last time you took a ground ball?
What do you mean steps? What are you talking about?
When was the last time you took a ground ball?
Years.
Okay. I mean, you just have to get used to it again. It's like riding a bike a little bit.
We'll see. I think I'll be okay.
We will see.
I think I'll be okay.
David.
All right, Smitty. Anything else?
I think Smitty was he interrupted what you're about to do.
The bozo? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it. I'm not going to overplay it. I'm not going to overplay it.
You already have.
No, I haven't.
No.
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 I haven't overplayed.
No, today it's almost impossible to overplay.
It's going
to
be off camera, too. It's going to be like if we are out, it's going to be like talking to a girl. Hey, bozo. Like that. They're going to be like, why is he called the bozo? They're going to think
well,
it's
then
because
I'm
they're
in. I'm talking. We're talking.
Riggs, are you going – now, are you going to – switch to bozo or are you gonna fight it?
Still stuffed up.
I don't think it's my call, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, I'll call you whatever you want.
It's a great nickname. It's not a great nickname when people think it's because you're in
a clown.
Is it, if you had normal eyes, would you care? That's a real question.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's the rundown.
I'm sorry, Riggs.